You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The hour of the time is also carried on WRMI, Worldwide Shortwave Radio, 99.55 kHz, Monday through Friday night, 6 until 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, eager.
Having a hard time finding your favorite show on shortwave or satellite? The Christian Media Newspaper now provides program guides to all the top Christian, patriot, and alternative radio programs. Four times a year, they print an updated shortwave and satellite program guide. Christian Media is $20 per year and includes news and interviews on Christian books, video, music, and broadcasting. Subscribe now and receive a free Christian music compact disc with your paid order. To subscribe to Christian Media or receive more information, call 520-333-4578. Once again, to subscribe to Christian Media or receive more information, call 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. Call now.
Or if you'd like to short-circuit the whole process and not spend the money on the call, make a check or money order payable to The Harvest Trust. That's The Harvest Trust, in the amount of $20, and send it to The Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. That's The Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 1970, Eager, Arizona, 85925. Please specify that you are ordering a subscription to Christian Media.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a nonprofit community service.
You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm still William Cooper, the man named by President William Jefferson Clinton as the most dangerous radio host in America. And if you keep listening to this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find out why. Because we tell the truth. We reveal the secrets of those who are taking this country down. We tell you who they are, what they're doing, why they're doing it, and what it means to you. And we don't just say it. We're not like other radio broadcasts anywhere in the world, ladies and gentlemen. We document it, we source it, so that you can go and verify that we're telling you the truth. Nobody else does that. They just ask you to take their word for it, you know. And sometimes they'll have a guest who is pro and a guest who is con. And when it's over, you don't know what to believe. Well, folks, the world doesn't work that way. The world is not supposed to exist in confusion, and we will not allow you to be confused here on the Hour of the Time. We're going to tell you the truth as close as we can get to it, and believe me, sometimes the truth is elusive, and we source and document every single thing that we ever tell you. If I tell you something that's my opinion, I make sure that you know that it's my opinion. If I tell you it's a fact, I'll source and document it so that you'll know that it's a fact. And so that you can go and determine that for yourself. And we don't just depend upon one or two sources, ladies and gentlemen. What you hear on this broadcast is the result of many, many years of research by many people who make up the membership of the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence, the CAGI News Service, and the Intelligence Service of the Second Continental Army of the Republic Militia, and independent and unaffiliated researchers and investigators across this country and around the world. Every day, and if you know the people in the post office, they'll tell you that this is true, every day we get a giant, big giant mailbox full of packages and mail and express mail and boxes all full of reports, the results of investigations and research, books for the library, and literally tons of information passes through my hands each year. And that's where all of this comes from. A good portion of it is my research. All of it is analysis done by me of all of the research that passes through here. But the bulk of the information, ladies and gentlemen, comes from people all over this country and all over the world. People just like you who are concerned about what's happening to freedom in this country and in other places all around the world. They know, as I know, as you should know, that we're going down the hill on a roller coaster. We're losing freedom. In fact, in a few more years, if something isn't done, and I mean drastic, freedom will be something someone remembers if they're allowed to ever even mention the word again. And if freedom is lost in this country, it's lost for the world. Probably forever. For to get it back, we won't be battling the weapons that have been used in the past. Oh, no. No, those in control have filched enough tax dollars out of the people of the world that they have perfected technologies so that when they finally take the last gun out of the last hand of the last free man or woman on the face of this earth, they will be able to control every single living being for 24 hours of every single day from birth until death. Don't believe it? Well, folks, stay tuned. And remember, the music that we play on this broadcast always has meaning. So I suggest that you listen to it very carefully. I'll be back right after this pause. What is Walt Disney Studios teaching your children?
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, make you wonder by wonder, over silently under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, where to go. See, we're only dreaming. Oh,
How many of you know that your children listen to this music all the time? And how many of you just realize that it's the first time that you've ever really listened to it, although that you may have heard it dozens of times? Do you know what it means? Did you know that major corporations and those wealthy men and women in this world who belong to the Illuminati are brainwashing, propagandizing your children to accept what is coming? And you, like the sheeple that you are, you hear it. You don't understand it. It goes in one ear and right out the other. And you bought it for your children. You're part of the problem. And I've said on many occasions, ladies and gentlemen, if you really want to know what's wrong with this country, go in your bathroom and look in the mirror. You will find the problem staring right back at you. Of course, you will not want to admit it, nor will you want to go in and look in the mirror and confront the real problem and confront your own ignorance or do much about it, except for some of you, the really best that there is. You will. Many of you have already. Most of you, though, I know from experience, will not. You will sit around and you will talk about your patriotism and how you don't want these things to happen, and but you won't do anything. We all know that. See, I've been fighting this battle for so many years. I have the physical and the mental scars to prove it. And I have learned some hard lessons, and I have studied history, and I know that all through the history of the world, even though a whole population may know that something is wrong and they may know what they need to do, it's always between one single person and on rare occasions as much as 5% of the population that ever affects the necessary action that causes what needs to be done to actually happen. Usually, though, it's between that one person and 3%. As I said, 5% is rare. And never throughout the history of the world has it ever, ever been more than 5%. Many of you might be a little bit surprised to learn that only 3% of the entire population of the American colonies opposed King George, fought the Revolutionary War, and created this nation. That's right. The rest of them were either on the side of King George or didn't give a damn one way or the other, and none of them did anything for either side. Except occasionally they would, when they knew that a battle was going to be fought, as in the Civil War, they would find a hill somewhere where they could overlook the battle site and watch the goings-on. Oh, what fools these mortals be. Yesterday I left off talking to you about the Illuminati and New Age version of the Christ. Benjamin Krim is a major New Age leader. He might be touted, you might say, as the John the Baptist for the New Age Christ, the Lord Maitreya, who Krim says is already in the world, simply waiting for the right time to manifest his presence. Well, the truth is, there is no such person. And there never will be. For the New Age and the Illuminati version of the Christ is something that dwells within each and every human being, that if they bring it forth and perfect themselves as the temple, then the Christ will manifest itself on earth in humankind. But in the reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom, Krim reveals that Freemasonry will play an important part in the return of, quote, the Christ, end quote, whom Christians would call the Antichrist, especially in the initiation ritual for the New Age religion. He says, and this is Benjamin Krim, quote, through the Masonic tradition and certain esoteric groups, remember I told you it's all of the secret societies and fraternal brotherhoods, that's what he means by esoteric groups, will come the process of initiation. And you can interpret that as the brainwashing that you get through the material put out by Walt Disney Corporation through a visit to the Luxor Hotel and the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, and many other things where you go in and while you're staying there, actually receive the 3 degrees of initiation of the Blue Lodge and leave, when you do leave, as a Freemason without portfolio, and all of this happens without you even knowing that anything transpired. Same with your children when they watch Walt Disney movies and listen to the songs. They're being inculcated into the beliefs, the dogma of the New Age, of the New World Order, and they are being propagandized into accepting it. And many of you are going to find that hard to believe until you study the symbology and start looking at this stuff with your intellect instead of as some childish little kid cartoons. By the way, we don't call our children kids in this house. If we do, my daughter, Pooh, will take me to task for that, or anybody else, even strangers. If they call her a kid, she lets them know right off the bat she is not a baby goat. She is a child, a human child. In this coming age, ladies and gentlemen, millions of people will take the first and second initiation through these transformed and purified institutions, according to Benjamin Krim. Also, in a section of his book containing a transcript of his many lectures, including questions and answer sessions, after speaking about the coming reformation of the churches and Buddhism, he's asked if he believes this reformation, quote, will affect the various secret organizations like the Masons, the Rosicrucians, and so on, end quote. And he answers, and I quote again, very much so. The coming religion, in fact, this coming age will be dominated by magic or ritual or organization. Aquarius has been called the implementing force of synthesis or universality and will bring about synthesis, universality in the world, end quote. What he's talking about is the end result of all the Hegelian dialectic conflicts that are raging around the world, intentionally instigated and controlled by the same group on both sides, in order to bring about this magical synthesis, which we already know is going to be Marxist socialism, Nazism, if you will. Remember, Hitler was a Nazi. Nazis were socialists. The National Socialist German Workers' Party was the proper name for it. Hitler socialized Germany. He was against capitalism, and he was against communism. He was a dyed-in-the-wool socialist. Note the theme of conjunction spouted by these people. That is, synthesis, or universality. You'll recall that Albert Pike has said this is Masonry's royal secret to obtain the balance. Now, you're going to encounter this concept of mixture repeatedly in the writings of New Age and Masonic authorities. Krim next tells us how the newly synthesized religions will be manifested. The new religions, he says, and I quote, for instance, through organizations like Freemasonry. In Freemasonry is embedded the core of the secret heart of the occult mysteries wrapped up in number, metaphor, and symbol. And I've been teaching you all of these things over the last 5 years. Those of you who were lucky enough to catch this program at the beginning, you have received an education that's worth a lot more than you'll ever know. Wrapped in number, metaphor, and symbol. When these are purified, these will be seen to be a true occult heritage. Through the orders of Masonry, the initiatory path will be trodden and initiation will be taken. End quote. That's in his book on page 87. So not only will the mystery religion be restored, according to Benjamin Krim and many others, but so will the process of initiation. And Krim says, reiterating the theme of the earlier authorities that I quoted, this new religion will be universal a conjunction of the East and West, a synthesis of the conflicts of the world. He says on page 88 and 89 of his book, quote, "A new world religion will be inaugurated, which will be a fusion and synthesis of the approach of the East and the approach of the West. The Christ will bring together Christianity and Buddhism in a new scientific religion based upon the mysteries, on initiation, on invocation." Remember, I read you the invocation for the Lucis Trust on these special New Age holidays that they celebrate around the world, and all of these people, all together at the same time, on the same day, all chant this invocation. Krim says it's the very heart and core of the New World religion, and it will be the esoteric process of initiation. Gradually, Christianity and Buddhism and other religions will wither away as the new religion gains its adherents and exponents and is gradually built by humanity. End quote. You see, because this synthesis, as he calls it, is going to result in what already exists in the humanist religion. For that's what they seek, is the apotheosis of humanity. So pervasive is the application of the universal principle of dialectics, conjunction, balance, opposites, that Krim even says the, quote, "other religions will wither away," end quote, just as in Marxist theory, the state is supposed to, quote, "wither away," end quote, and be replaced by true, quote, "communism," end quote. And of course, even though socialists don't know it, the end result of all socialist movements is, in fact, communism. Communism is total ownership and control of everything by the state. Another of the New Age movement's major figures, David Spangler, in Reflections of the Christ, reveals the true identity of this Christ, or Lord Maitreya. He says, Christ is the same force as Lucifer. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Would you like for me to give you that again? David Spangler, in Reflections of the Christ, reveals the true identity of this Christ, or Lord Maitreya, as he is called by Benjamin Krim. He says, Christ is the same force as Lucifer. Lucifer works within each of us to bring us to wholeness as we move into the New Age. End quote. Now that's an admission, a confession if I've ever heard one, and an indictment at the same time. Then he tells us what kind of initiation will be administered through the orders of Freemasonry. He says, quote, "The light that reveals us to the path to Christ comes from Lucifer, the great initiator. Lucifer comes to give us the final Luciferic initiation that many people in the days ahead will be facing, for it is an invitation into the New Age." End quote. You know, I could stop right there, shut down this whole radio network, stop everything else that I'm doing, and go off and have a good time with my wife and children if and only if I could be absolutely satisfied and convinced that you all understood what I just told you. But you see, from past experience, I know that you haven't got a clue, many of you. Only a very few who are listening to this broadcast really know what I'm telling you at this time. Not just telling you, but documenting, sourcing, so that you can go out and find this information for yourself. And make sure you've got pen and paper by your side, because today I'm going to give you a small bibliography. Just a small one. And if you've been listening for the last few episodes of The Hour of the Time, I've already given you several books and several authors that you need to look up. Benjamin Krim, Albert Pike, Manly P. Hall, just to name a few. Mackie, and others. Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And I've given you a list of books already. I'm going to give you some more today. If you missed anything, order these tapes. I don't know how much they are, but you can send us $1 in a self-addressed stamp, a number 10 size envelope, and Annie will send you off a tape list and a catalog of all of the things that we offer to the listening audience or anybody who's interested. And you can order studio quality stereo tapes from us for any broadcasts that we ever do. Just mention the date and the subject, or send a dollar and a self-addressed stamped number 10 size envelope, and we'll send you a tape list and a catalog that you can order from. If you would like to know the price of anything right now, call my secretary, Connie Franklin, at 520-333-4578. And you can short-circuit that process and order whatever you want right away without waiting for a catalog. But here we go. According to the top New Age leaders, and I've been rattling this off to you for the last several broadcasts, they have also stated that Masonry is a universal religion and is a repository of the occult secret doctrine of the mysteries, whose God we know and have proven and have documented in their own words is Lucifer, Satan. In fact, one of the world's most occult books is loaded with references to Freemasonry. I'm talking to Helena Petrovna Blavatsky's The Secret Doctrine. In her introduction to Volume 1, she summarizes for us the nature of the secret doctrine and reveals its tie-in with Freemasonry. Quote, "The secret doctrine was the universally diffused religion of the ancient and prehistoric world. Proofs of its diffusion, together with the teaching of all its great adepts, exist to this day in the secret crypts of libraries belonging to the occult fraternities. There are several documents in the St. Petersburg Imperial Libraries to show that, even so late as during the days when Freemasonry and secret societies of mystics flourished unimpeded in Russia, more than one Russian mystic traveled to Tibet via the Ural Mountains in search of knowledge and initiation. Let anyone look over the annals and history of Freemasonry in the archives of the Russian metropolis, and he will assure himself of the fact stated." End quote. Helena P. Blavatsky, The Secret Doctrine, London, Theosophical University Press, 1888, page 34 through 36. Now, folks, we could spend an awful lot of time exploring Helena Petrovna Blavatsky's anti-Christian dogma that makes Jehovah the villain, Christians are the Black Lodge in the esoteric teaching, and Lucifer the hero, the White Lodge. But we get the same doctrine in Pike's work. In his discussion of the Royal Arc degree, in his book Morals and Dogma, for example, Pike reveals the true nature of Freemasonry's God, and it's not Jehovah. Please read the following in your copy of Morals and Dogma slowly and carefully. And if you haven't got a copy, get one. Read it. This is on page 204 and page 205. 204 to 205. Quote, "We know that for many centuries, the Hebrews have been forbidden to pronounce the sacred name. In India, it was forbidden to pronounce the word Om or Om, the sacred name of the one deity manifested as Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. It was therefore possible for that of the name of the deity to have been forgotten or lost. It is certain that its true pronunciation is not that represented by the word Jehovah, and therefore that it is not the true name of deity nor the ineffable word." End quote. And further says that the communication of the true nature of God in the ancient mysteries is what we now call Masonry. I'm going to quote from him again. Listen carefully. "Among all the ancient nations, there was one faith and one idea of deity for the enlightened, intelligent, and educated, and another for the common people. To this rule, the Hebrews were no exception. Jehovah, to the mass of the people, was like the gods of the nations around them. The deity of the early Hebrews talked to Adam and Eve in the garden. He wrestled with Jacob. He showed Moses his person, though not his face. He commanded the performance of the most shocking and hideous acts of cruelty and barbarity. He hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Such were the popular notions of the deity, and either the priests had none better, or took little trouble to correct these notions, or the popular intellect was not enlarged enough to enable them to entertain any higher conceptions of the Almighty. But such were not the ideas of the intellectual and enlightened few among the Hebrews. It is certain that they possessed a knowledge of the true nature and attributes of God, as the same class of men did among the other nations, Zoroaster, Menu, Confucius, Socrates, and Plato. But their doctrines on this subject were esoteric. They did not communicate them to the people at large, but only to a favored few. And as they were communicated in Egypt and India, in Persian and Phoenicia, in Greece and Samothrace, and the greater mysteries to the initiates. The communication of this knowledge and other secrets, some of which are perhaps lost, constituted under other names what we now call Freemasonry. Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma, page 206 and page 207. Now, do we need any clearer statement than this of the true nature of Freemasonry as a universal religion whose God is not the God of the Christian and of its own characterization of itself as communicating the true attributes and name of God, which it emphasizes is not Jehovah? The God of Masonry, according to its greatest authority, is not Jehovah. In fact, Albert Pike states rather clearly who the initiates consider their God to be. Listen to this, and listen carefully, and don't ever forget it. Quote, "The devil is the personification of atheism or idolatry. For the initiates, this is not a person, but a force created for good, but which may serve for evil. It is the instrument of liberty or free will. They represent this force which presides over the physical generation under the mythologic and horned form of the god Pan. Thence came the he-goat of the Sabbat, brother of that ancient serpent and the light-bearer," end quote. Albert Pike, page 102. Earlier, in a program a day or two ago, we read Pike's admission that the light bearer is Lucifer and that Lucifer is the god of Freemasonry. The same basic statement is found in Blavatsky's Secret Doctrine, where she ascribes the statement to Eliphas Levi, a major occultist and magician whose works, according to Manly P. Hall, Pike copied copiously. Quote, this is from The Secret Doctrine by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. Quote, "The Kabbalists say that the true name of Satan is that of Jehovah placed upside down. For Satan is not a black god, but the negation of the white deity. For the initiates, says Eliphas Levi, the devil is not a person, but a creative force for good as for evil. They, the initiates, represented this force, which presides at physical generation under the mysterious form of the god Pan, or nature, whence the horns and hoofs of that mythical and symbolic figure as the Christian goat of the witches' Sabbath," end quote. My. How we are deceived. What fools these mortals be.
as old as time. True as it can be, barely even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, not a one prepared, Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bitter sweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime.
Yeah. Actually, it's time to wake up.
Having a hard time finding your favorite show on shortwave or satellite? The Christian Media Newspaper now provides program guides to all the top Christian, patriot, and alternative radio programs. 4 times a year, they print an updated shortwave and satellite program guide. Christian Media is only $20 a year and includes news and interviews on Christian books, video, music, and broadcasting. Subscribe now and receive a free Christian music compact disc with your paid order. To subscribe to Christian Media or receive more information, call 520-333-4578. Once again, to subscribe to Christian Media or receive more information, call 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. Call now.
Hey!
Wonder how many of you, when you buy your children this music, are teaching them things that you had no idea you were teaching them, and certainly would not allow them to be inculcated with this baloney if you knew that it was happening. And of course, most of you don't. And isn't that a shame? Because all it takes is listening with your brain and determining what your children are going to hear during their formative years. And if you don't believe that children can be brainwashed while they're young, simply by watching cartoons and what you think is harmless movies made by Walt Disney and others, and listening to music, you better think again. Because that's when they are most susceptible to being taught whatever the teacher wishes to teach them. And everything that they hear or see as a child is a teacher. And you'd better understand that many of you listening to this broadcast have been inculcated to believe the things that you believe by many of the same methods throughout your life. The anti-gun movement that threatens to destroy the second article and amendment to the Constitution and the right of the people to keep and bear arms began with a movie, ladies and gentlemen, called Bambi, produced by the Walt Disney Studios. That's right. The entire anti-gun movement began with a movie called Bambi. Wow. I bet some light bulbs just came on across America and around the world with that statement. And it's true. And right at the height of the attempt to remove the guns from the hands of the American people, the Walt Disney Studio has just released, again, the original Technicolor version of Bambi on videotape, and millions of people across this country and around the world are buying it in record numbers. Because it's the first time it's been available to even see, much less purchase, in many, 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 many years. And its effect will be far-reaching, I can assure you. Did you purchase your children a copy of Bambi? You did? Why? And what are you teaching them? And why are you teaching it? Let me give you a list of books to read. First one right off the bat is called Masonry. Masonry, the invisible cult in our midst. For those of you who are Christians and want a biblical expose, this is what you should get. Masonry, the invisible cult in our midst, a biblical expose of Freemasonry, written by, you guessed it, folks, a former Freemason himself, a former worshipful master of the lodge, Jack Harris. You can order this from any bookstore. Any bookstore, folks. It's published by Whitaker House. Freemasonry, The Invisible Cult in Our Midst by Jack Harris, published by Whitaker House. Another one, What You Need to Know About Masons. What You Need to Know About Masons by Ed Decker. By Ed Decker. It's published by Harvest House. Now, Harvest Trust publishes books, but we are not Harvest House. Another one, The Hidden Power Behind Freemasonry. The Hidden Power Behind Freemasonry by Lieutenant Colonel Gordon Jack Moore, M-O-H-R. Army of the United States retired. Lieutenant Colonel Jack Moore, spelled M-O-H-R, Army of the United States retired. title of the book is The Hidden Power Behind Freemasonry. And let me see, who is the publisher? Well, I don't know who the publisher is, but you can order the book probably. Oh, here's a telephone number. 601-467-8036. That's 601-467-8036. It's another book that you should read. Masonry by William Snowbelin. William Snowbelin, spelled S-C-H-N-O-E-B-E-L-E-N. Masonry by William Snowbelin, published by Chick Publications. That's C-H-I-C-K. Chick Publications. Another one is The Dark Side of Freemasonry. The Dark Side of Freemasonry, edited by Ed Decker. Edited by Ed Decker, published by Huntington House Publishers. Huntington House Publishers. And here's a biggie. A very good book. The Masonic Connection, and this is the title, Hidden Secrets of the Eastern Star. Hidden Secrets of the Eastern Star by Dr. Kathy Burns, B-U-R-N-S, and it contains a lot of important information included on the Rainbow Girls and other adoptive rites of Freemasonry. It's published by Schering, S-H-A-R-I-N-G. Hidden Secrets of the Eastern Star by Dr. Kathy Burns. Published by Schering, S-H-A-R-I-N-G. And these books will illumine you, so to speak. Another good book that you should read is called Treason, The New World Order by Garudas, G-U-R-U-D-A-S. Treason, The New World Order by Garudas, G-U-R-U-D-A-S. And these will just get you started. They will not answer all your questions, and you will not know all of the symbology or the esoteric language or their rites or anything, but it will get you started. And one thing is for sure, you will know what they're about and who their God is, and if you're smart, you'll get so far away from them and never come back. The Horned, and I'm not going to give you the ones I've already given you over the past several broadcasts. You should have written them down as I sourced them to you. The Horned God Pan, or the Goat of Mendes, the He-Goat of the Witch's Sabbath, are all names for the same Luciferic or Satanic, if you want to call it that, entity, and are represented by the pentagram, which is the five-pointed star of witchcraft. This star is used upside down with the point at the bottom for the goat's face and beard and the two points at the top for the horns. The pentagram, ladies and gentlemen, is the insignia not only for witches and Satanists worldwide, but also for Freemasons, and many of you saw this, pinned upon the blouse of Ms. Richardson, governor of Texas, during the Waco massacre debacle. Remember her? Ann Richardson? Or Ann Richards, I should say. Her name is Ann Richards, ladies and gentlemen. I made a mistake. Whenever I make a mistake, I'll tell you. Her name is Ann Richards. If you were watching her when she talked about what was going on in Waco, Texas on the television, and also when she appeared on a segment of Larry King Live, and another time when she was being interviewed after she had been, after she lost the governorship in the next election, you'll notice that each time she wore the inverted pentacle, that is, with the two points up and the one point down. It's a five-pointed star. Only you're used to seeing it with the one point up on the top of a Christmas tree or somewhere else, wherever you see it. It is not a good symbol, believe me. She was wearing it in every occasion upside down with the two points up and the one point down. And that indicated to all of us who know that she is a matron of the Eastern Star. The Eastern Star is the adoptive rite of Freemasonry, the women's branch, so to speak. And we're going to cover that in full. So if all of you ladies in the Eastern Star think that you're going to escape my raking gaze, you are mistaken, for I've already found you out. But also for their sister organization, the Eastern Star. This goat is also called Baphomet and is the god of the 12th century Knights Templar, ancestors of the present Masonic organization who brought the mysteries from the Middle East home from the Crusades. Now clearly, ladies and gentlemen, the true god of the religion of the Masonic order is not Jehovah, but Lucifer. They have admitted it in their own words, and I have sourced and documented it to you on this broadcast. Freemasonry is one of the major vehicles through which he is manifesting his ages-old attempt to take the place of God in the universe. In fact, according to Alice A. Bailey, Lucifer actually officiated at the founding of Freemasonry. In Initiation, Human and Solar, Bailey writes, and I quote, "All physical plane organization, governmental, religious, or cultural, is the working out of the inner forces and causes, and before they appear in physical manifestation, a focalization of these influences and energies takes place on etheric levels. The organization of the Freemasons is a case in point. The Lord of the World was the officiating agent, as is ever the case in the founding of great and important movements," end quote. Alice A. Bailey, Initiation, Human and Solar, New York, Lucis Publishing Company, 1970, pages 131 and 132. So again, let us ask, just how is it possible for rank and file Freemasons, many who are professed Christians, to take part in such a Luciferic religion? How could a Christian pastor belong to such an organization? Now, as Albert Pike and Manly P. Hall have admitted, Masonry is in reality two organizations, an outer fraternity of dupes deliberately misled about Freemasonry's symbols and dogmas, and an occult inner brotherhood of adepts versed in magic, witchcraft, and the mystery religions of the ancient world. Religions whose central tenets are being revived as the religion of the New Age. This is the abominable, universal world religious system that the Lord Jesus Christ is returning to earth to destroy, according to the book of Revelations, chapters 17 through 19. And if you'd like to get a look from the Christian or biblical viewpoint, read those chapters in the book of Revelation. Now, what did it mean to belong to these mystery religions of ancient pagan nations that Clausen, Pike, Hall, Mackey, and numerous other Masonic authorities say are the precursors for modern-day Freemasonry? Well, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we're going to explore that in depth and in subsequent programs, and we will eventually get to the Order of the Eastern Star, and then we're going to get into some very serious discussion of what these people are up to and what it means for you and for me. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you.
Oh, I just can't wait to be there.
saying Tuesday. Never saying be there. Never saying stop that. Never saying be here. We don't run around all day.
Well, I'm definitely out of here. Arranged a half-a-half.
You don't need advice from little Orville Farquhar.
If this is where the monarchy is headed, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wind.
Having a hard time finding your favorite show on shortwave or satellite? The Christian Media Newspaper now provides program guides to all the top Christian, patriot, and alternative radio programs. 4 times a year, they print an updated shortwave and satellite program guide. Christian Media is $20 per year and includes news and interviews on Christian books, video, music, and broadcasting. Subscribe now and receive a free Christian music compact disc with your paid order. To subscribe to Christian Media or receive more information, call 520-333-4578. Once again, to subscribe to Christian Media or receive more information, call 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. Call now.
This is the Voice of Freedom. You're listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming, All Oldies, Most of the Time. Classic radio, like you always wished it could be.